All right, so today I'm going to be just talking to you about syntax in a program, and I'm going to be using JavaScript for examples, just talking, so you don't have to really program or pull up anything. I just want you to get a mindset. So I'm going to jump right into it. So first thing I want you to kind of do too, and I'm going to really also be talking about paradigms. And I know in the last episode I was talking about syntax, but I felt like I needed to give maybe some more insight on it too as well. So I'm going to jump right into that right now. So basically, when I say syntax, like, you know, how you construct a sentence, you know, when we're talking to each other. So we have basic things that we can do. So like we can do comments. We have where you put the two slashes, I think the four slashes, and you can write a comment. And that way, when you need to write a note to yourself, you don't have to worry about the program running that, okay? And the next thing we have are what are called booleans. These are true or false statements, or commonly referred to as bools, but they're called booleans. And you can write like statements to say if something is true or something is false. And then we have numbers where like we count with. So we have whole numbers, which are your integers, right? And then if you have like doubles or floats, those are numbers with like decimal points somewhere in there, okay? And let's see here. So we also have like strings, and strings are a group of characters. Like when you are wanting to define something or give a value, a variable, a name, so you have to use a string of characters, okay? So we also have operators and operands, things like that. So we have your plus sign, your minus sign, your multiplication and your division, things like that, right? So those are things that declare statements. Well, not declare the statement, I'm sorry, but those are things that are involved in completing statements, if you will, or making like actions, doing something within the program, all right? So and this is all under the syntax. So it's the way that we communicate and how we communicate with the programming language that we're using, in this case, JavaScript. So this would be more like a fundamental thing because this works across other programming languages like C, C sharp. I mean, pretty much all of them work that way. They may have different ways of the actual way that you type them, but the way of thinking about it is the same. So just like here in the syntax of, let's say we're going to be declaring a like a variable, right? We have to first tell the computer that, or I'm sorry, the language that we're using, we in our IDE that we're using, we're saying, hey, we will create a consonant, right? Sorry. Like it's always going to be, so it's going to be like a constant, right? So what we would do is type CONST, right? Just like that. And then what that does, it creates a variable, and then you have to name it, right? So you give it a unique name. That way, when you and it's stored in the computer's memory, all right? So when you go and run your program and you have that together and it sees that, it'll know that that variable, there's a variable in memory, you know, name whatever you want to call it, you know. So if you make a variable and we called it cardboard box, and the cardboard box name was Tim, I'm just shooting off the hip here, right? Then we start to put an array of different things that can go inside of it. So then that goes into like nesting and all these things like that, which are other keywords and terminologies that you will have to get later on. But right now, we're going to stay right here with the syntax. All right. So then we have like functions. So you would literally tell the program, hey, look, I'm going to write a function, and this function name is going to be, and we give it a name, and then we start writing the code for that function. All right. Just like how your elbow works in your body. It does nothing but bend. All right. It's programmed. Like, I'm not saying you're a robot, but that's its function. You can't, you know, you can't run on your elbows or anything else like that. I mean, you understand what I'm saying. So, yeah. So, then we have like objects. Okay. So if it's not a primitive type, if it's not a, function, or, you know, it's an object, right? So an object is exactly what it is, right? It is you giving a object a name. You would type C-O-N-S-T and then the object's name, right? Whatever you're going to call it, we can call it a person object, and then we'll say that's equal to, and then we'll put first name, second name, I mean, so first name, last name, and then that becomes, you know, an object. And then when we call on it, we can actually go ahead and give them individual names, and then we would go into like using this function over and over again for a person. All right. And don't worry if that didn't make sense. It will once, I'll make some videos and, you know, show you this stuff. But basically, it's just basically how you write and use subjects and predicates, nouns, pronouns, verbs, all that action, all those things, right? It's the same way in coding. It's just done a little different, okay? That's all it is. So then we'll talk about arrays. Arrays are nothing but just a group of something, right? Like we have an array of data. Like if you took all the ABCs, right, and you made a variable called the alphabets, and then it's equal to characters, right? And you want them to be individually called, right? And they're each their individual. So you will put them in like the, what do you call it? I can't even remember off the top of my head. The little, semi-quotes or quotes and whatever, right? But you would put those individually in their own grouping, and they are arrays. So you don't literally count like 1, 2, 3, 4. Arrays start at 0, all right? So 0 means null, like it, but it holds a value in memory, so it has something, it does something, okay? So remember that arrays always start count at 0. That's 0, 1, 2, 3. But on paper and anything else, like you'll see 0, but that account is 1, and then 2 will count, and then 1 account is 2, then 2 will count as 3. So yeah, all right. And then we'll talk about flow control of conditional statements. So basically, that's just taking a condition to say, it's like, if this, then do that. Kind of like that old thing in like algebra, or when we were in school and we had like word problem. Like, that's what it is. More like a word problem. All right. And then it's like, if Sally went to school and had 3 eggs in her pocket and she fell, she smashed one, how many does she have left? Right. So you just asking a statement, asking a question, and then you're returning a value. Okay. So you would answer that, you know. Or it's more like you can use it in the sense of, if like when you're at a light, if you come to a red light, you stop. If the light is green, then you go. Right. So that's what a conditional statement is like. So yeah, well, I'm not going to hold you. I'm just going to be dropping little tidbits like this, so you can kind of make more sense of it, and hopefully I'm helping you out, and That's it. So just catch you in the next one.